This audio interview has been enhanced by software from www.speedupmymp3.com. MP3 your way, speed you control.
Hi, I'm Michael Sell, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Well, you know, what we're bringing to the customer, Michael, is value. I mean, these small business owners are just elbow deep in their work, and they know he's tried to do or thought about or talked about doing a bunch of different things, but they just don't have the time to do it because they've got so many hats they got to wear.
Hi, it's Michael Sennel with Michael Sennel's HardToFindSeminars.com. I just got off the phone with one of our new HMA marketing consultants. His name is Robert Newhart, and he called me excited after his first opportunity analysis and his first client. So you're going to hear exactly how it went down and how Robert was able to secure his first client. Congratulations, Robert. Let's get going. Tell me what's going on. It's January 15th. It's Tuesday. It's 10:20 my time. What time do you got there?
It's 1:20 here.
And you had some telemarketers set up some appointments for you.
Yeah, I did. I had interviewed a bunch of different telemarketers. Out of 30 hours of work, they booked me 4 appointments so far.
Mm-hmm.
I still have 15 more hours of work to do.
So 15 hours. They got you 4 appointments.
Yep.
And what are you paying per hour?
$30 an hour.
Okay, so 15 times 30, that's $450. They got you 4 appointments, so your cost per appointment is around $112 each.
Yep.
Now, was this the first appointment they booked and the first appointment you had?
It was. I followed up with them yesterday, had to juggle one or two of them out, and then a follow-up call led to another appointment.
Okay, hold on. Let me take you back. When you first made the follow-up call, the appointment had been booked, and you called to confirm the time and everything, and you talked to the person the appointment was set with?
Yes, sir.
Who was it? What kind of business? And what did you say to them on that confirmation call, and why was that call important?
Well, it was important because I want to make sure that, one, their schedule hasn't changed, because I had 2 appointments booked for today, and sure enough, when I called one of them, they needed to switch it to tomorrow. So it was really beneficial to make sure I wasn't wasting my time, or they were going to talk to me for only 15 minutes and be in a hurry, that I could get their undivided attention.
So when you called to confirm, what was the first thing you said to them?
I told them, hi, this is Robert Newhart from Northcutt Newhart Consulting Group, and I'm just calling to confirm our appointment that Patty spoke with you about last week.
And then what did they say?
I said, great, I'm looking forward to it. What time was it again? And I said it was at 11, and he said he should be back by then, and I confirmed the appointment. I let him know that it would take probably about an hour if he was interested in what we had to talk about. And I look forward to meeting with him.
So you didn't have any kind of other qualifying questions, money-wise, or anything about that? You just wanted to get in there and meet with him?
I did because, you know, I qualified them through my list. I got my list of people that I had my callers do between $500,000 and $5 million, and then I also had businesses over 2 years old. And so I did most of that, and then I brought this all the way down just to retail, wholesale-type businesses within my county so that I could narrow everything down because retail is where my background and expertise is.
Did you do any background check on him online, a website or anything before you went?
I went this morning and spent about half an hour on his website before I went to visit him because it's funny enough, after I got in there, his very first question was, what do you know about my company?
Very good. So that's important. You did a little homework on him.
Yep.
What kind of business was it?
He sells natural fragrance oils and has just started a second business, natural soaps and lotions, here in Raleigh.
Is he a retail?
He does some retail. He does some wholesale. His wholesale customers on the fragrances is where his money is, and he wants to reach out and get more of those people. And they're actually independent contractors. He does some trade shows. He does do some other things, but he's got no USP defined whatsoever. And, of course, he had his right-hand man sit in the meeting with us, and so I made sure I had a blank copy of my presentation, an extra one, and I gave it to him, so that was a good call.
What did you hand him, the opportunity analysis?
I took the opportunity analysis. And actually, I've kind of tweaked it a bit. I've added a numbers page on the back of it, and I've added my guarantee statement to it, kind of looking like an official guarantee. And then I took and revamped the copy of the one that has that little cartoon thing on it, the greatest form of gambling.
Yeah.
So I don't let them see my questions. I let them see that as I'm going through the presentation, and I leave them on the page that lists all the different examples of opportunity. And while I'm going through, asking them all the questions, and then I'll take them to the next step. So I have my guarantee in there, and I got the numbers page. And we actually do the numbers together so they can see the numbers after I've created the need. So it's kind of a two-step process.
Okay, so you went in there, you sat down, he had his manager there or what?
That was his manager. I think he's rooming him to run the business.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing this for, he said 20 years,
mm-hmm.
off and on, and I don't know if he's been in this exact business for 20 years. But there's no USP. They're just now getting ready to redo all the packaging and everything else, some urgency in there of his products. He has a database that they're doing absolutely nothing with.
How large of a database?
It was so big he didn't even know. He doesn't know his numbers.
Really?
Why is he staying flat? I mean, I've got a huge opportunity in this business.
What kind of volume is he doing?
doing?
You know what's funny? It's tricky about these call lists, Michael. The call list said he was doing like $3.5 million. But when I talked to him, he's like down just under $1 million. So he tried to tell me his business is static, but at some point he told somebody he was doing over $3 million. In reality, he's not. But I can still help his business grow because he's got enough volume to be able to pull out, and he enjoys the results that he sees.
The first question he asked you was, what do you know about my business? What'd you say?
First one. So I told him, I said, I went and visited and spent some time on your website this morning. And it looks like you have some kind of affiliate program you're trying to launch. You sell natural oil fragrances, which has an advantage over regular perfumes because it doesn't have any water or oil in it, slowing evaporation. So that was a really fine piece of information about what they do and their advantage over some other companies. And then you also sell some skincare creams and other things. So I nailed it on the head for him, and that got me through because he admitted afterwards that he usually doesn't talk to any advertisers right up front on the first call. I feel really good about today's visit.
All right, so then how did you segue into the presentation?
Well, at first I just asked him if I could just see a quick tour of his premises because he's got a little retail center out front and then a bigger warehouse in the back and had people working. So I just segued into that, let him talk a little bit about his business, and he was very proud of that. And then just moved right into it, said, well, let's get started today, see if we can find you some hidden assets in your business to help it grow.
Okay.
And sat down, and I pulled out my presentation and his and just started going through it.
Were you closing after each section?
All the time. Yeah, I've been in sales for 20 years, Michael, so that's just a natural thing for me to do in a conversation is constantly be closing. And then after I undug all his pain, and in some places it was very painful, I showed him the money.
Where was his pain?
His pain is he wants to increase his sales force, obviously, but he's got more than 3,000 people in his database, and only 10% of that is active. The website that he's painstakingly tried to build himself when he's not a programmer, so he doesn't see the value of outsourcing those projects. So I had to sell him on outsourcing, which is how I got my foot in the door to let him outsource his marketing now.
Very good.
It could be huge. He doesn't even understand that. So.
All right, so take me to the end of the presentation. Did you close on a project?
What I did was, in my closing question, after we did the math, I've got a big bold statement at the bottom of the paper. It says, basically, Michael, can you afford not to take advantage of these numbers and these results that our system can bring to your company today by not making a decision right now? And so I put the hard close on him. Of course, he said, well, it's obvious I'd be stupid not to take advantage of it. I didn't even have to do any hard work. I was prepared to do more. And we closed him on the first project. Now, he can't get started until February 15th, but, you know, I'm not going to go and try and force somebody in. He might be able to get started quicker. We're done. I mean, it's in.
So how much are you charging on that USB project with the first one?
I closed at $2,500 a project. And the first project, because, like, this month short-term cash, because he just made a huge buy in these natural oils that set him apart from his competitors. No one else can get them, so he trapped his cash in December. And so I offered them to start this first project at $2,000. The rest of them in at $2,500.
So you sold them on four projects, right? The core four?
The core four, because I want to institute my guarantee.
So at $2,500 a piece and $2,000 for the first one.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So you followed the directions of the system. You did some tweaks to the presentation, and with your sales experience, that certainly helps. But it looks like it worked on this first one, huh?
Well, you know, what we're bringing to the customer, Michael, is value. I mean, these small business owners are just elbow deep in their work, and they know he's tried to do or thought about or talked about doing a bunch of different things, some of them similar to what we're going to do, but they just don't have the time to do it because they've got so many hats they got to wear. And the beauty of the system and the presentation is that it walks you step by step. You don't have to work very hard. You're asking them lots of questions about their business, and you're uncovering some good stuff and uncovering some pain, and those two items are necessary for any sales transaction. You've built rapport and trust with them. So it's natural once you get down to the end and you show them the money that it makes sense. And now you've just got to pin together that makes sense.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindsonars.com.
So how are they going to pay for it and when you're going to get started?
Were there any parts of the presentation that were a revelation to him or things that he didn't understand that you had to really clarify for him before he saw the big picture? Or did he know that he needed to be doing all these things all along and just admit that he just hasn't done them?
No, they are a revolution, the database marketing. You know, he's just collecting some names and they have some other names just on handwritten receipts and they're using QuickBooks and so they definitely would need some database stuff and they didn't put their inventory in from the beginning as an item-by-item thing. So there are some administrative things that I can help him get straight to so that he can track his growth better down the road so I can bring some other things to the table for him. But yeah, the database marketing, never thought of it. The unique selling proposition, he knew what it was, but didn't see the value in it before I showed him why it was important. And his right-hand man didn't have the same unique selling proposition that he had. So it's obvious there's huge opportunity in there.
That's wonderful. That's great news. That is great. So when's the next appointment for you?
I have another one tomorrow at 9 a.m.
All right. And who's this with? What kind of company?
They are a flooring company here in Raleigh. They do carpets and floors. They have a retail store, and they also do wholesale to the builders in the area.
Okay, excellent. They got a website you'll be able to go to?
Yeah, he's got a website, so that'll be good. And then on Thursday, I have an appointment with another company that does some, like, flooring and other stuff, but they don't have a website, and they also do custom cabinetry and just a bunch of other things. So it's going to be a little harder to find out more about their business, but I'll do what I can.
So are you going to have your telemarketers just hold off until you say go again, or are you going to keep them going?
No, I turned them on today. I want to see if they can fill my schedule up. But yesterday, I sent out 15 joint venture letters, similar to what Dave Flannery was talking about in his interviews.
Who did you send them to?
I went off of my local Chamber of Commerce website, and I picked, like, three eight computer programmers, four accountants, three attorneys, whatever that number is, and then whatever was left, I take some people that do business services, so they also have business customers themselves, and I offered them 10% of the first project if any of their clients come, just the same program that Dave is using, and hopefully it'll turn over.
Sure, when did you send those out?
The JV letters went out yesterday. I told them that I'd be following up with them either Wednesday or Thursday, and to have their secretary know I'm going to be calling. Then I've got 15 follow-ups I had to do from the telemarketers as well, because they wanted more information, so I sent out an email and pushed them to my website to go watch the online seminar. Good stuff.
All right, man. Have a good one. That's the end of our recording with Robert Newhart and his story of how he was able to get his first client. Stay tuned for more case studies with Robert Newhart. Thanks for listening. Hi, it's Michael Sauf with Michael Sauf's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another case study with Robert Newhart. These are his second and third appointments for doing opportunity analysis with appointments that were set up through his telemarketing. You're going to hear what he learned from these experiences and the results. Let's get going.
Hey, Michael, Robert Newhart here.
Robert, hey, I was going to call you. Thanks for the call yesterday. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just left my appointment for today.
All right, let's talk about first. Before we get to that, you had your second appointment yesterday. Tell me how that went and what you learned from that.
Well, my first appointment yesterday went pretty well. But, you know, when I got down through it with the guy, I just chose not to work with him. The guy couldn't grow his business any more than what he had because he was afraid to hire more salespeople because it's just an internal trust issue.
What kind of business was it?
He was a flooring company. He installed carpet, vinyl, ceramic, wood floors. And he'd been in business for over 35 years. And he had some assets, some marketing assets. But the problem is that he just couldn't absorb any more growth. There's no way the guy could grow without growing his business, and he just wasn't able or interested to even do that.
I see. Was it necessary to go through the whole opportunity analysis, or when did you realize this? At what part of the presentation?
No, I started feeling it through the presentation, so I only covered the first four steps and then went to the math. And I went through the math real quick because, you know, I just knew that the guy wasn't going to be willing or able even to grow his business.
Why do you think he wanted to meet you?
I think he says he wants to grow his business. He actually feels like he wants to grow his business. He called it, I want to grow my business steadily 25%, but at the level that he's at, he's already strapped, and he was complaining about his partner and the salesperson. And then is he going to be able to hire another salesperson, but he doesn't trust him? So there's a lot of internal issues in the company that are not going to allow him to grow. And if he's not willing to fix those, I can't help him.
So what did you say to him?
How I closed it was I let him know that in the future, if he is setting his business up differently and he's hiring more salespeople and he wants to grow his business because he did see the value, to give us a call. So I just left it at that and pointed him back to my website, the different pieces there, and let it go with a card and the pamphlet I left.
Okay, great. Well, I think the important lesson is you going on these appointments are just as much, if not more, for you than they are for the client because you get to choose who you want to work with. And I think it's a smart call not pushing it because you felt there wasn't a growth and that there were going to be problems working with this guy, so you called it off, and I think that's a good call on your part.
Absolutely. I had a similar situation today. The guy sells storage, like wood storage buildings, and truck caps that go on the back of pickup trucks. He's in the south side of Raleigh, and his marketing area is really pretty small, has no interest in growing nationally. He's been static at around $1 million the last 3 years, and has an interest to grow, but when you dig into his head, he didn't see the value in creating a unique selling proposition. He felt like he was already closing 75% of people that pulled on his lot, and the general interest wasn't there for him to really grow his business.
Okay.
And my means to help him grow his business were pretty limited. He had 4,000 names in his database, but they never took the time to capture any information on the customer other than their name and phone number. And so unless we were going to do a telemarketing campaign on his past customers, that database didn't have much value.
Right. What was the actual product?
A truck cap, you know, like people buy a pickup truck and they either get that hard shell on the back that's flat or a cap that goes on the back to make it look like a Suburban.
Yeah, I see. And that was the only thing he was selling?
Yeah, besides those 10x12 storage buildings.
Okay.
He felt responsive, and I witnessed it. His current customer's coming back in to buy something else or refer somebody. But, you know, someone buys a storage building, their only value for the next 15 years is they can refer someone else to buy one.
Right. Okay. So how long were you in and out of there?
Well, we got interrupted a lot, so I still ended up being in there about 2 hours.
Wow.
Only because his employees... And I should have just gotten up and left him a card and gone. But I'm learning stuff, too, and I need to practice my presentation. So I was in more pain than he just going through it, trying to use my background in sales expertise to wiggle through it. I had nothing to do but time and try and practice on this guy. So I stuck in there.
Well, you know, if you get more confident going through that presentation, you'll probably want to pre-qualify maybe a little bit more. You've got more appointments set up.
You're absolutely correct. You know, as you grow and you learn. And, of course, you know, all these people, again, Michael, came from the way that you said from the beginning is the hardest way to do this. And that's through calling a cold list. So I started, even against your advice in the beginning, with the hardest way, and you let me go because you had to let me learn.
That's right. But it's good practice. You're learning the hardest way.
I agree.
All right, that's excellent. You got any more lined up?
I don't as far as appointments, but yesterday I joined the Raleigh Chamber. And then also my partner and I tomorrow are going to BNI. You've probably heard of some National Marketing or Working Group.
Yeah.
He was already a member of the local chapter. And so we're going to go and start introducing our product into that chapter. Just networking, getting the word out is the biggest thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
The averages and the numbers work in your favor. So the more people you get to that you sit in front of, that you talk to, the more clients you're going to have.
Are you going to get your telemarketers back on those other 15 hours?
Well, I did. You know what? I proved them what I felt was wrong. they worked this week already. They put a new girl onto the 15 hours, so she had to go through her learning curve, and she burned up my 15 hours.
She did.
They made like 80 calls Monday and 80 more calls during 5 hours on Tuesday, and of course, that's her learning curve, and they got nothing out of it, not even any follow-up.
And they stuck a new girl, did you bring that up to them?
I'm going to, but I can tell you that I probably will never use that way to grow my business ever again.
Okay. But look, supposing your first client goes all the way through four projects, your telemarketing was around $500, and you got about 10,000 in sales.
Yep.
So even though she burned through those, the numbers are still good, you know, supposing that your first client goes all the way through.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. I can live with it. I just think that my time is going to be best served in trying to get some warmer clients and having someone work those or not work those. I'm going to be following up this afternoon on the follow-up emails that I sent out last week and then follow up on the 14 joint venture letters that I sent out last week. So I'm just going to call them up cold and see if they read the letter or not and see if they're interested. And then later this afternoon, I'm going to work on combing through the PayPal shops and some other B2B type online places and just calling up some site owners and see if they'd be interested.
All you need is one person, one business with a nice big list with constant customers who'd be willing to refer you for a commission on project work, and they can feed you for a long time. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm just going to look for that one or two once I can get in there. And of course, I'm not afraid to grow nationally, so the world is my marketplace because I can talk to people anywhere and do the system.
Okay, look, you're a great example. You're persistent, you're following the system, and you're in the trenches and you're doing it the hardest way possible. This is great stuff for the other consultants and for people to hear, and we'll continue to track your progress and get it down.
Absolutely. Well, I know if I just be persistent as I am, the numbers will work in my favor. I know once I sit in front of 10 people, I can have 4 clients.
Get up. Keep calling me, okay?
I sure will, man. I'm going to keep in touch, and every time I do something, I'll give you a shout.
You got it.
I'm going to make this thing rock, buddy.
All right. You have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's Michael Sal with Michael Sal's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how you use Richard's simple risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now. It doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, this system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talent. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like Jay Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers in large fees, dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the yellow pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling, and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation, and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the script. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools you'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcripts, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over a business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you'll make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers that they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you will get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work and is almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com. hardtofindseminars.com/audio-clips-8 as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audio-clips. The A is capital. Capital A, and then audio clips with a capital H after clips, .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients to pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this. Every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing and business guru, and you'll have an instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see. You can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own 3-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number two, the 1995 HMA Live Seminar Training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number three, the 2005 HMA Live Seminar Training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number five, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA university, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA university, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous joint venture magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use the service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There's no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including insider business strategies, 5 ways to increase your bottom line profits without spending an extra dime on advertising, quick fix marketing, one-shot turnaround strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page success secrets. How to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more. 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, Jake Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian T. Foyles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Mark Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian T. Foyles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of the Super HMA Consulting Package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultant list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Self, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step, exactly the way Richard teaches, and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with the system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material. Probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000 plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice. They take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service, and I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. Mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS. H.com. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsH. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.